It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Here are Fibber and Molly before we get into our story.
Babies, babies, babies. I never saw so many cute-looking baby pictures before.
I like the one that's peeking out from under the blanket.
You mean the little fella that wants to know if he's covered?
That's him. And that's a good question, too. Lots of people have been asking that lately.
Friends, McGee and I are looking at some of the wonderful baby photographs in a little booklet put out by the Prudential. It's called Plain Talk, and it answers the questions you've been asking about Social Security. Questions like, am I covered? How much will my family get if I'm not here? How much will I get when I'm 65?
This 30-page booklet gives you easy-to-understand facts and figures on Social Security benefits and how much they are and how to get them. It's just loaded with information.
And loaded with those baby pictures we were talking about. They're cute and amusing, like we said, but they also do a good job pointing up those all-important questions and answers on Social Security.
You can get a copy of Prudential's Plain Talk without cost. Just scribble your name and address on a card and send it to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
Mr. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista is involved in a good deed today. He and a group of his brother Elks are going to surprise a poor widow by painting her house for her. The widow is Mrs. McGee's dressmaker, and she's due at the McGee home any minute.
And when you see Mrs. Morley coming up the front walk, Molly, I'll duck out the back way and down to the Elks Club where all the guys are waiting for me.
And I'll keep her busy here all day till you phone me the job is done. Good. Ah, this is just a wonderful thing you're doing for Mrs. Morley. She'll just be so thrilled.
I merely am trying, my dear, to be a good neighbor to my fellow man. And when your fellow man is a widow and can't afford to get her house painted herself, I feel that this is the kind of a thing more people ought to do more of for more people.
That's right, dearie. Ungrammatical, but right. And I'm proud of you.
Natch.
But now you be careful over there today, you hear? Don't go falling off any ladders or sticking a paintbrush handle in your eye.
Don't you worry.
And don't try to paint with both hands while you hold the bucket in your teeth, either. That's how you got that cap on your front tooth, you know.
Yeah, I'll be okay, don't you worry. I probably won't be doing any actual painting myself anyhow. I'll be too busy bossing the other guys. Somebody's got to be foreman on a deal like this, and naturally I'm the guy. Oh, here comes Mrs. Morley now.
Good. You go on out the back door and call me when the job is finished, because I'll bring her over.
All right, men, let's keep moving here. Slap that paint on careful, Eddie. Don't drip it.
Okay.
Hey, you wimp, stir that bucket of paint good now, boy.
Yes, Chief.
Take your bucket and brush and go around back, Henry. You can start on the back porch. You go with him, Verge. I want a coat of white on everything but your shoes.
Is this stirred enough, Mr. McGee?
Yeah, that looks okay, wimp.
Good. I'll take my brush and start painting the front porch. I love to paint, and I never get to at home because...
No. Give that paint to Herb Travis there. He's running low, Wallace. You get this next gallon opened up and stir it.
Oh, but Mr. McGee, I brought my own paintbrush and
everything. Don't argue, wimp. Come on, get moving. We got 8-gallon buckets still left to stir. Hop to it, boy.
Oh, who does he think he is anyhow? Sweetie face? Well, here's some more paint, Herb.
Well, keep it moving, man, but keep it neat. Eddie, you're dripping, boy. You're dripping.
And speaking of drips, Napoleon, we've just voted you the biggest of 1955 by unanimous vote.
Very funny, Fatso, but that's not getting this job done. If you're going to stand here making snide cracks all day, we'll never get Mrs. Morley's house painted.
You want to borrow my brush and bucket for a while? I'll hold the ladder for you.
No, sir. I don't trust you, you big hip stabber.
You're so right.
And furthermore, I got no time to paint. Somebody's got to manage this operation and keep these amateurs working right. My gosh, if it wasn't for me, you know where these guys would be right now, don't you?
Sure I do. Finished and gone home.
He's trying to make sense with you, you big tonsil poker. You never painted anything in your life that somebody didn't gag on the iodine. I got enough trouble here without... Hey, old-timer!
Yeah, Johnny? What's your problem, son?
Watch what you're doing around them windows, will you? Don't get any of that white paint on the window trim. We're going to trim the windows later.
Okay, Johnny. What color are you going to trim them?
Going to trim them white, like the rest of the house.
Oh. Well, I'll be careful then and not get any of this white paint on them, because white? You say you're going to trim the windows white?
Certainly. That's the only kind of paint we got.
Well, I hate to ask a foolish question, son, but why don't we just paint it all at the same time?
Why don't we paint it all at the same time, he says. Because that ain't the way you paint a house, that's why.
Oh.
I've saw plenty of painters paint houses, and the professional way to do it is to paint the house first and the trim later. We're going to do this job professional if it takes all day. So come on, fellas, snap into it. We ain't got all day.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
A dream is a wish your heart makes. When you see a star, a Nash is a star of Carmate. It outshines all others by far.
Now, come with Nash into a new motoring age. See Nash for 55 with completely new trend-setting style and a new 208-horsepower Jetfire V8 engine. See the biggest room on the road with the widest front seats of any car. See reclining seats for the world's most restful ride. Twin travel beds to nap the children on long trips. And a new Scenoramic windshield, widest of any car. Drive Nash for 55 at your Nash dealers now.
Hey, Doc. Doc Gamble.
Huh?
You missed a spot near your elbow. No, your left elbow. That's it.
Say there. Now, I gotta give credit. You're getting it painted.
Huh? Oh, you're the guy who lives next door, ain't you? I told you yesterday I'd get this house painted, didn't I?
That fellow you call Doc, is he a regular doctor?
Sure. Dr. George Gamble.
I'd like to meet him.
Well, I can arrange that, Buster. I don't know what you want to meet him for, but he's the best doctor in town. Lousy painter, but a fine doctor. Hey, come over here, Doc.
Yep. What is it, McGee?
Man here heard a rumor you were a doctor and wants to meet you. I told him I wouldn't let you take the bone out of a fresh ham myself, but he insists.
Dr. Gamble, name's Hobson. Figured you might tell me what's wrong.
Huh? Well, I have an office, sir.
Oh, it's nothing serious enough to come to the office about. Figure you're not doing anything anyhow right now, so you can tell me.
Right here?
Well, why not? You don't mind, do you?
Well, not at all. Please remove your clothes.
Okay. Right here?
Why not? You don't mind, do you?
Well, I'm
That sure got him, Doc.
Who was that character, anyhow?
Some joker lives next door. I didn't realize it at the time, but that chiseler practically needled me into this entire project.
You should have handled him the way I did.
Oh,
yeah.
McGee.
Who's that? Oh, Wally Wimple. What's the matter, Wimp?
Well, I've stained all the shingles up here.
Good, good.
But I seem to have painted myself into a corner of the roof.
What? Oh, for the...
Yes, McGee.
Oh, what will I do?
Well, just stay calm, Wallace. We'll figure out something.
Well, if there was only a door or something, I could step through.
Hey, I got it. Doc, you throw Wimp a rope.
Rope? What are you going to do, stupid? Pull him down?
Nope. Wimp, we'll throw you a rope and you lower that roofing paint. Then haul up a bucket of white paint.
Yes?
Hitch the rope around the chimney in your... And lower yourself, slow-like.
But what's the white paint for, Mr. McGee?
Well, on your way down, just so the trip won't be for nothing, you might as well paint the chimney. I've been all around the house and inspected it good. Fellas, we done a swell job.
He says.
Yes, sir. Molly's on her way over here now with Mrs. Morley. The whole thing is going to be a terrific surprise. And before they get here, I want to say to each and every one of you men, I'm proud of us.
Well, still don't know why we painted the trim last. Should have just painted the whole thing.
Hey, here they come. Here's Mrs. Morley. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Watch the look on her face.
Yeah, say, look at her. Watch.
Hello, dearie. Here we are.
Hi.
Well, Mrs. Morley, do you notice anything different?
What's her name?
What'd she say? She's a dressmaker. She's always got a mouthful of pins.
Oh, honestly, I've never been more pleased in my life.
Heavenly days, Mrs. Morley. Take those pins out and tell us.
What is this? Some sort of gag?
No, it's not a gag, Mrs. Morley. You said yesterday your house looked a disgrace, and when I came to get the sewing machine, I agreed. So we all got together and decided to change it. Didn't we, boys?
Yeah, that's what they did.
It was all McGee's idea, Mrs. Morley. You can thank him.
Oh, well, Mr. McGee, I don't quite know what to say. Some people think you're a fly-off-the-handle flibbertigibbet type. And others, they even say worse. But to blazes with all of my... I think you've got a heart as big as folks say your head is.
Oh, sure, it was nothing. Oh, well, hardly anything, anyhow. Glad to have done it and all stuff like that there, Mrs. Morley.
Yeah, wasn't that nice?
Oh, there you are, Mrs. Morley. Can I have a word with you, please?
Oh, I guess so, Mr. Hobson. Excuse me a minute, folks, will you?
Yeah.
Sure, take your time, daughter.
Who is that man, McGee?
That's the guy who lives next door. Big-hearted guy. Offered to let us drink out of his garden faucet. Free.
Wonder why he butted in just now. You'd think whatever it was, it could wait until we were gone.
Well, you can find out from Mrs. Morley. Oh, here she comes back now.
My whole life, I'm just thinking, just
well, for goodness sakes, Mrs. Morley, take the pins out of your mouth.
I haven't got pins in my mouth. I'm just plumb mad, that's all. That, Mr. Hobson.
Your neighbor?
My landlord.
What?
He saw how pretty you painted and fixed up my place.
Yeah?
So you know what he's gone and done? Raised my rent $10 a month.
What? Why then?
Yes.
Why then? Why?
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
The soap that gets you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial. The soap that keeps you extra clean is Dial, Dial, Dial.
Men who hate to fuss with separate deodorants really go for the Dial idea. Because just your daily bath or shower with Dial keeps you nice to be around all the time. You see, normal perspiration has no odor until skin bacteria attack it. They cause the odor. Ordinary soaps leave thousands of these bacteria. But Dial removes up to 95% of them. For Dial's the only leading soap with AT7 or hexachlorophene. There's nothing else as good. And Dial's AT7 clings to your skin, continuously protecting you for several days if need be. Dial doesn't stop normal perspiration, but it does stop odor before it starts. Aren't you glad you use Dial soap? And don't you wish everybody did?
Yeah? No kidding, Eddie. He did, huh? Oh, that's swell, Eddie. Yeah. Goodbye.
What's swell and who's Eddie and what's all this about?
Eddie Harper, one of the guys that helped us paint today. He works in the tax assessor's office and he just finished a little talk with Mr. Chislin Widow Robin Hobson.
Oh, Mrs. Morley's landlord.
Yeah. Told him that if he figured the house was improved so much that it was now worth another $10 a month rent, the city would have to reassess it and up his taxes on it $100 or so.
For goodness sakes, what happened, I hope?
Yep. Hobson agreed that the rent was already high enough. It stays the same. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Wallace Wimple, Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble, Natalie Masters as Mrs. Morley, and Bill Conrad as the landlord. Say, guess what? Do you remember those old records McGee dug out a few days ago? Well, he's been invited to be a guest on Marty Doherty's Platter Party tomorrow on Wistful Vista Station WVIS. This is John Wald urging you not to miss it. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.